Welcome to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. This is episode 120. And I'm tired. What a surprise. I'm always tired, if you didn't know. So, this Saturday is not an exception. The work week that lays behind me was intense, not gonna lie. It was a lot to do, a lot of different challenges and projects, but I'm also really happy that my job is not boring, so I'd rather have it that way than a boring job. Just putting that out there. I'm a designer, if you didn't know, so a graphic designer. Yeah, and it's really interesting and fun. That sounded really inauthentic, but I really mean it. It's interesting because every day is different and every project is different, every client is different, and it's fun because I just love creating and I'm really grateful that I get to do it as a job and that I get paid for doing things that I like doing in my free time. So that's definitely something to cherish and something I don't take for granted. Yeah. And nonetheless, the week was still intense, as I said. I'm not really sure what this episode is going to be about, because last time I talked about creating an upward spiral in your life where you don't rely on motivation, but instead on discipline. And I guess this episode is really a testament to that, because I'm not really motivated to create an episode, but I set myself the goal to do it, and I wanted to, just increase the frequency of recording because I felt like I had something to say and I had more to say than I could fit in one episode per week. Plus, I'm also planning on something really amazing next year, and for that, I really want to reach 200 episodes to celebrate that anniversary at the same time of my special planned thing. I'm not going to name it. I'm not going to describe it yet, but you'll hear about it when the time has come. Yeah, but this episode is really just an expression of the fact that discipline is going to carry you through difficult times and times when you really do lack motivation and maybe even the belief in yourself, because that's something I didn't touch on last time. But I think that sometimes you also just need to do things over and over again to gain that confidence and to gain that trust in yourself and your abilities. And being disciplined can really carry you through dark times when it feels like what you're doing is wrong and what you're doing is not leading to success, because good things often need time. And yeah, if you give up too early, nobody's going to be able to witness your greatness, and that would be a shame. So definitely keep going, keep trying, keep experimenting, and believe in yourself on the way to your destination. I still feel like it's important not to overdo it though, because yes, it's important to rely on certain traits like discipline and to develop it more and more over the course of time, because it's definitely going to benefit you. But at the same time, balance is the key. So that's why this weekend is going to be really chill for me. The week was intense, and I sometimes feel like the only thing I do during the week is work, which is essentially true because I'm so tired in the evening that I usually fall asleep way too early. Well, way too early for my liking, but early enough so that my body gets the needed 9 to 10 hours of sleep every night, which is kind of insane, but that's just my body and what it needs. So yeah, during the week, I'm like pretty occupied with work and eating, sleeping, doing the necessary stuff. And on the weekends, I like to chill, so nothing crazy is happening, and I'm really not mad about it. I'm gonna be really honest here. I'm not mad about it at all. I think we're all different, and different people need different activity levels, and my activity level is kind of that of a sloth. No, the activity level I personally prefer is really low-key, and in German we would say überschaubar. But yeah, speaking of balance, I do believe in balance in every area of life, and it is important to keep that in mind when you try to create a life that you love. And I'm definitely trying to create a life that is full of enjoyable experiences, and I'm trying to figure out a way of work that suits my needs. And there are so many different opportunities these days, and I think they're going to increase over time. It's really important to just find a way for yourself and create a way for yourself, and I'm in the process of doing that and figuring it out. And once I've found a way that works for me, I'm definitely going to share it. But meanwhile, I'm on the 9-to-6 grind, gonna be really honest. And as long as I enjoy it and feel like it's worth it, I'm gonna stick to that. And when I feel that I need to change something, I'm going to do everything I can to change it. So that's like my mentality and my mindset. And I think it's important to stay active and reflected, self-reflected, to really get closer to your own needs and to get to know yourself better and better, to know what type of person you are and what lifestyle suits you. And there is nothing wrong with feeling different from other people, because I am definitely different from other people, and I don't really mind. It's quite the opposite. I like it, and I'm trying to find a way that my lifestyle is suited to me personally and my individuality. So yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It was kind of a little bit eclectic, a little collection of different topics, but I really hope you could take away something from it. If you did like it, please make sure to rate this episode, if that's possible, wherever you're listening. Please also make sure to rate my entire podcast. That would be great. Thank you so much in advance, and I'll be back on Thursday. Stay tuned. Bye.